Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Be curious, not judgmental.
That was the weird thing. The Martian was on the moon. That was the whole, that was the plot, Curtis. It was a weird thing.
Where was the town? Was that the thing based on Charlestown?
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey Station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive.
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
This is Marshall from New Hampshire. What's up, Marshall?
Hey, yeah. Hey, I just wanted to ask, the guy who had the stroke pleasuring himself, how's he doing? Is he still holding his own?
Low-hanging fruit.
I mean, it's Monday. I think he's in good hands.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Because I got my vaccine.
Yes.
All right, Wiggy.
I got my shot.
Good for you, my man.
On Friday.
You did?
I did.
It was on Instagram. What?
When the wife says you need to get a shot, you get a shot.
Oh, that's what happened?
Oh, yeah.
You thought it was Ciroc.
Yeah, well, I was like, wait a second. There's no Ciroc in here. Why are we in CVS?
Joined by...
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Do you think the face of TB12 will get vaccinated?
Oh, yes.
I don't know that he will. He doesn't put anything into his body.
Quick note just on the COVID thing. God, Ken.
And finally, the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
I got to tell you something about Santo. You can make fun of him all you want. The guy cleans up like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the loafers on.
Yep.
No socks.
Nope, obviously not.
Was that a tux?
A tux, yes.
And then he had a cummerbund that had little penguins on it.
Yes,
I mean,
did you get
those at Cummerbund Farm?
Smathers and Branson.
Ding.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Brady's turning into a douche.
What's going on, everybody?
Yo, what up?
How are we today?
Happy
good.
Tuesday.
Sun's out.
Has anyone suggested some kind of official 6-state boycott of Matt Damon for getting off the Patriots bandwagon?
He's not calling it a bandwagon.
I would like to suggest that immediately, or maybe some kind of
maybe some kind of a
lifetime ban from Gillette Stadium. For giving up on the Patriots.
I'm following Tommy. Like, the fact that he did that last year on a torn MCL, I mean, I just stop it.
Great. Well, yeah. You're following Tommy. I'm following Ben Affleck.
Ooh.
How about that?
Shucks.
How about nobody goes to see Stillwater when Matt Damon's new movie premieres on Friday?
How about that one?
What if the movie theater at Gillette doesn't show the movie?
Oh, that's a great idea.
At Patriot Place.
Yeah, that's a great idea. How can, if you're Matt Damon and you grew up here,
yep,
you made your money by being a Boston guy,
oh, yeah,
in right, Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
How can you give up on your football team?
Right.
I mean, I'm okay with rooting for Tom Brady and rooting for the New England Patriots.
He should have stopped after he gave Tom Brady, like, it's not a bandwagon. He's just following Tom. He didn't have to bring the Patriots up.
Well, he should have showed the Pats love, and especially after any chance you get, when Tom was here or the Red Sox, like, you're ringing the bell or you're waving the flag, how you're proud to be from Boston and blah, blah, blah. But as soon as things don't go your way, you jump off the bandwagon. And
I don't.
How about no Super Bowl tickets for Matt Damon next time right, the Patriots are in the Super Bowl?
Do you think Mark Wahlberg is happy that he's now taking heat from Patriots fans? They can forget about the Atlanta Super Bowl now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. Get out of here. I mean, listen, it's fine if he's probably friendly with Tom Brady. They've probably done some sort right, of a charity thing or something at some point. I'm fine with that. But honestly, to give up on your team,
mm-hmm,
especially when they need you the most,
right,
is completely out of line with being a asshole. So,
and I bet you were rooting for the Patriots before Brady got there if you were a real Pats fan. You were probably, yes, rooting for the Patriots, even if it was like the 93 season when they drafted Bledsoe and you thought, like, all right, this is it, or 96 when they went, yes, to the Super Bowl.
Yes. I mean, is there some kind of a key to the city that can be withdrawn or something like that? Is he
should be.
Curtis, yeah, has he been given the key to Cambridge where he grew up at,
yes,
some point?
Yes, he has. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He's like a lot of us, Greg. They loved Brady over Belichick. Belichick peed his pants, let him leave. He wins the Super Bowl. I am totally on Team Damon.
Yeah, I know you
he's
are.
He's the spokesperson I've needed.
I'm Tom Brady.
This is Jim from Taunton. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I think you're totally overdoing it on this Matt Damon thing. You said you want to ban him from July.
When I would think, don't you think? But I would assume that he probably has. I mean, he's a director.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I mean, I think I would assume that he probably has at some point.
He definitely has done that. Such a fraud, though. Like, here's what I say. If you're not rooting for the Pats, show Brady all the love what you want. But at the end of the day, you are a Pats fan before Tom Brady was your quarterback. Because if you were a fan, especially Matt Damon and kind of in our world, you were rooting for the Patriots in 96. When right, they went to the Super Bowl. You weren't all of a sudden a Pats fan when Brady got here, unless you were born,
Well, you played for the team,
mm-hmm,
and you remain a Pats fan.
Stay loyal.
Over a Tom Brady fan, correct?
Always.
You remain, if you had to choose, it would be Patriots over Tom Brady for the rest of your life, correct?
It's always team over player.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't be Mr. Hometown all the time and then go against the Patriots.
Correct.
Ben Affleck would never.
No.
Mark Wahlberg would never.
I don't think Ben Affleck would.
No, I don't
think he would. I really don't think he would.
Well, we know Matt Damon does.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, welcome to your show. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you could text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up in about 15 minutes at 620 or 625, we will get to today's leads. And then at 7:30 this morning, the dumbest of the day, I have Red Sox tickets to give away for the red hot Boston Red Sox during the 8 o'clock hour this morning. And we will talk Red Sox baseball and other things with Lou Merlone from the afternoon show at 9, because it is a lose day here at WEEI.
Hey, it's Lou.
And do Cam Newton's teammates believe that his best days are behind him? That's what Mike Florio says. And we'll talk to Mike Florio about that coming up at 9:30 on this morning's show, which you can stream if you can't listen to it on the radio at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you should download. It will take you maybe a minute or two to download the Odyssey app, and then you can take this show wherever you plan on going today. Here is Ken Laird and what is trending first thing this morning.
Can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now, brought to you by Shaw's. They chop and you save. Save time and stop by their produce department for freshly prepared fruits and vegetables crafted fresh in their stores every day. Shaw's is the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. And yet another comeback win for the Sox. Down in the eighth, second straight day at Fenway, Greg.
Dukes!
Monday night, down 4-3 after the Beau Bichette two-run homer. Hunter Renfro, a one-out walk. And yes, Verdugo. Verdugone, Wiggy, yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Here's the pitch. Swinging, there's a drive, hit high and deep, right center field, back by the bullpen, and it is gone! Two-run homer, Alex Verdugo, Red Sox lead 5-4, can you believe it?
First homer for Verdugo since June 15th, his 10th blast of the season, 5-4 Red Sox, the final. Barnes, his 22nd save, and now your Red Sox, Greg, the best record in the American League. After Houston blew a 7-run lead in Seattle, 23 games over 500.
So, if you are Chaim Bloom with the trade deadline looming, do you maybe do nothing because that you don't want to affect the chemistry of this team?
Well, Pivetta said he had his C stuff last night. His energy wasn't there, and Cora talked about that after. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you're getting Chris Sale back, but it's his last performance before the trade deadline. So that'll be interesting what they do with him.
But you definitely have to do something.
But you have plenty of pitching, really, don't you, with Chris Sale coming back yet?
Well, you can never have enough pitching.
Right.
You definitely do something because I think, especially now, you asked the question, Greg, this team is, don't put your hand on the stove because they are smoking hot. This is a team where you say, we do something because we're going after it.
And you think about the future, not just the season. That's what they're going to say.
Tampa's already made a move with Nelson Cruz, but they are shopping around as well for maybe a starting pitcher. Also, the Yankees, interesting enough, yesterday added a reliever, so they're kind of going for it, at least going for the wild card. Trade deadline is 4 p.m. Chris Sale going to make two more rehab starts, at least, per Cora, so he's not going to be back until August 10th at the earliest, it appears. But tonight they'll do it again, 7:10, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Bogart's got the night off, maybe to rest an ailing wrist. Kike Hernandez, Player of the Week. Patriots report day today at Gillette. Bill Belichick will talk at 8:30. We'll see if he'll talk quarterbacks at all or anything interesting. I would say probably not.
He's going to talk wristbands.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe COVID talk. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Aaron Rodgers has just touched down in Green Bay. They got like a camera at the airport. He's being escorted out of the airport and over to the facility. The Packers have neared an agreement to return now for one more year. It looks like basically what the Brady situation was, right?
This is the most pathetic holdout I've ever seen. Yeah, you don't even make it to Wednesday.
Right. It's got to be an awkward meeting today.
This whole offseason is about him leaving Green Bay, and all of a sudden, boom.
They give him a little extra coin?
They gave him a lot of stipulations, it sounds like. Things that, I don't know, maybe he doesn't have to talk to the GM or something like that.
How's that going to work?
I don't know.
So, does he get the Doug Mirabelli police escort over there this morning?
It looks like it, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good.
Get the Greg Hill big SUV
upstairs
waiting.
Joe's driving him.
And pretty interesting news from the Bruins, Greg. They've got, of course, NHL free agency starts tomorrow at noon. They declined to extend the qualifying offer to Nick Ritchie. So he'll be a free agent tomorrow. Looks like they're saving their pennies to go out and make a splash. One guy they could be in on is Ryan Getzlaf, who has been in Anaheim for 16 years, a centerman there, 36 years of age. But maybe he's the new Krejci. I don't know.
I want the big splash to be on the blue line. That's where I would like the Bruins' big splash to be. That's what they need.
But how big age matter to you?
What's that?
Does age matter to
Does
you?
Does age
Have
matter
you seen
to
the
me?
Trilogy?
yes.
When it comes to my hockey players, not really.
Okay.
I'm happy with an aging veteran added to this team.
So could that be a big splash for you as an aging veteran? Because when you say a big splash on the blue line, isn't that really coming with McAvoy when they redo his deal?
Well, Ryan Suter is an aging
veteran. What? Big splash is coming with McAvoy when they redo his deal?
Right. So
no. A big splash is an additional defenseman.
So you
McAvoy is on the team.
So you want them to spend money.
That's what a big splash means.
But
yes.
Then now you know you have less money to spend when McAvoy is your real.
I'm not
big
worried about. I'm worried about the window closing. So I am worried about a big splash immediately.
This is what I'm talking about. Feisty Bruins talk at 6:12.
Yes.
Big.
Yes.
And gold medal softball game, U.S. and Japan, 7 a.m. this morning. I'll break in with live updates if anything happens.
Okay, please.
A lot of Olympics. The leads coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz.
Is this information from a texter accurate that Ben Affleck shut down the filming of Gone Girl because he had to wear a Yankees hat and he refused to wear a Yankees hat?
Yeah, I remember that story.
That's a good movie, by the way.
Yes.
A better book, but a good movie. So that's a true masshole, Ben Affleck. That's a guy who supports his teams, unlike Matt Damon, who has hopped off the Patriots bandwagon and deserves some kind of a six-state boycott.
You don't want
You don't want to be on the Boston Walk of Fame? Do we still have any kind of a City of Boston Walk of Fame?
No,
or
we have
like
a Walk
that?
Of Shame, at least no right to hell with the moon. Him.
Yeah, he won't be on any duck boats anytime soon. No matter what.
I mean, I don't, you know, the guy has enough money, so, we're not going to harm him when it comes to his wallet or anything like that if we boycott his next movie.
We ain't going to see Stillwater.
I'm following Tommy.
Yeah, well, I'm following Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck always holding a Dunkin' iced coffee everywhere he is.
You're right about that.
Yes.
That's and now he's holding J-Lo's ass as well.
Right.
Well, you know
but he's
what?
True, but he's true to his roots. Like, he knows where he came from.
Right.
He's not giving up on the Patriots just because Tom Brady has left.
Yes, suspect.
Right?
Yeah. So, right. Would Matt Damon be rooting for, like, the Tampa Bay Rays if Big Poppy went down there?
I guess, with Poppy. I guess maybe he would. I mean, I don't know. You used to see the two of them all the time at Fenway Park, right? Mm. Every World Series. They're always there supporting the Red Sox. And here you go. You got one guy who leaves, and suddenly he's no longer a Patriots fan?
Greg, did you rip Ray Bourque for having the rally after he won the cup in Colorado?
No, because it was not Ray Bourque's fault that he had to leave here.
And it was the same thing with Tom Brady. How is it different?
Tom could have stayed. He could have stayed. He could have worked out a deal.
Curtis. Yep.
You don't think Ray Bourque could have stayed?
No. Ray Bourque, he was not going to win a cup here.
Why?
Because Jeremy Jacobs wouldn't pay other players nor would he pay Ray Bourque.
Well, everybody tells me that even if Brady were the quarterback for this team, they weren't winning the Super Bowl last year.
I think they
Wiggy?
That's debatable.
Bourque didn't take shots. when he was in Colorado about
that's
Boston.
True. Yes, he
I think he took a couple shots after they won the cup.
No, he did not. No, he did not. The great Ray Bourque never took a shot at this city or the or Bruins fans ever. In fact, he brought the cup back year four. Bruins fans.
Lowest moment in the history of Boston sports was him bringing the cup back and people having a rally.
Did Tom Brady bring the Lombardi trophy back here for Patriots fans?
Because he stopped by here for 20 years. He's not a Bostonian, and neither is Ray Bourque.
I mean, six of them.
Wouldn't be caught dead living here.
This is by far the most incredible ring that's ever been made.
All right. Well, anyway.
Brady's turning into a douche.
I'm done currently with the actor formerly known as Matt Damon, and I will never watch another one of his films.
It will be hard to miss Stillwater.
It will be very difficult. Yes.
We'll bootleg it. That's what we do. We'll bootleg it.
Oh, you're going to... there's an obscure reference on that. Wasn't Kramer sneaking a VHS camera into bootleg movies, I believe, on Seinfeld? Yes.
He took pride in doing it, though.
Naked bootleg.
Jerry took pride in it.
This is Dave from California. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Just wondering if you saw the women's soccer match today and if it had any relation to not respecting the flag.
I have not seen the women's soccer match today. That's the unfortunate thing about the time difference. Did they lose again?
They tied, sir.
Oh, they tied. Mm. Okay.
I guess it's not a loss.
Bad mojo or something? Right.
That's what some are suggesting. I believe the former president has suggested that they are spending too much time being woke and not enough time working on their soccer drills.
It was interesting that the WNBA, did you see that whole story?
No.
Sue Bird saying that they are going to be out there for the national anthem because their jerseys say USA on it.
Ooh.
Instead of, so it's a little bit different. Well, she's saying it's not because it's different than playing in the WNBA where you're representing a place in the U.S. instead of representing the U.S. Mm.
So they might not, when it came to the anthem, they might not stand for it while playing in the WNBA.
Well, they usually weren't even on the court.
Yeah, they're not even on the court.
No.
Correct.
But they will stand for it when they're wearing an Olympic uniform.
Yes.
That's what she's saying.
When they're representing their country.
Correct.
Interesting.
But the U.S. women's soccer team is a very good example of what's going on. Earlier this week, they unexpectedly lost to Sweden 3-0, and Americans were happy about it.
Oh, my God.
No, there definitely are some people who are happy about it.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
There is.
Absolutely. All right. On the show this morning, we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30, and then we'll get to Courtney and the news at 7:45. And how creepy is it during the news? The one thing missing from the plan that an Arkansas man had to touch the feet of random women.
Important thing missing from that plan.
Two important things missing.
Don't give them too much away.
From that plan. So we'll get to that news coming up at 7:45 with Courtney. But right now this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Is that the pride of Canada, Brian Adams, Ken Laird?
There you go. Maybe the first Brian Adams lead in the history of the Greg Hill Show.
Hopefully the last one also.
This is not a bad song.
Yeah, I mean, Summer of 65 is really his.
And you know what? 65?
Is it 69?
Is it Summer of 69? Jeez, I'm awful. I'll tell you what his best song. His best song is probably his first hit, which is Cuts Like a Knife. I think
that's a good one.
We should add that to the rotation on Greg's list.
Cuts Please. Like a Knife.
He's that's got a couple song. Hits, I mean.
Yeah. Well, he had he's got a sappy love ballad. Mm-hmm. Everything I do for you, which was from a movie.
Was that from Robin Hood?
I think that was from Robin Hood. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Terrible movie.
All right. Today's leads are brought to you by Subaru Summer, which is going on right now. It's your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, Greg. Well, the Patriots begin the quarterback competition tomorrow, and the rhetoric has started. Louis Riddick, very interesting statement yesterday on ESPN. Now, Lewis Riddick played for Bill back in the 90s when he was with the Cleveland Browns, so he's got a Bill friendship. This seems to be more like a Kraft spin of sorts, but maybe Lewis Riddick just feels this way or is getting this intel. Very interesting. Listen to what he said.
Look, there's a reason why Bill sat and waited for Mac Jones. I think all the things that make Mac who he is have been things that he's already put on display in the short time that he's been up there. Now, from a physical standpoint, when the volume becomes even heavier and it becomes 11-on-11 and he starts playing some preseason games, can he take the next step? Does he give this football team the best chance to score points, protect the football, not be the reason that they lose game, but contribute to the reasons why they win games? If he does that, he'll be the starter week one.
If he elevates his game, Mac Jones will be the starter week one. That sounds like intel, not just like a hot take from a guy who's very tight with Bill. Now, this could be carrying Bill's water and just putting it out there to create the illusion that this is a real battle. This will push Cam. This will push Mac. I'm sure Bill wants that. But maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe Bill has it in the back of his mind that if he shows me X, Y, and Z, he's my starter.
Yeah, he's going to have to show him a lot. And Cam's going to have to really show him that he can't perform. Because this is a playoff team on paper, regardless of maybe who the quarterback is, right? And I think Lewis talked about a guy that doesn't win the game. But he also made mention of Bill knew this is the guy that he wanted in the draft. Well, if he right. knew it was the guy, why didn't he move up a little bit to get him, or why did he run the risk of potentially losing him by sitting and waiting?
Who was the last rookie that Bill was comfortable starting?
At quarterback?
No, not at quarterback. At any position.
I mean, he played a lot of Kyle Duggar out of Lenore Ryan in the second round. He even made, maybe that was out of necessity, but
Mike,
he played a lot.
When you started last year on the offensive line most of the season. So, I mean, he's done it at other positions where guys have started, but we've never been in this position before where you're talking about the most important position on the field, the quarterback position.
The only media member that I trust that has inside info on Bill is Field Yates. Like when Yates tweets something that has to do with the Patriots, that's who I'm listening to 10 out of 10 times. Bill was at his wedding. So like that guy.
Steve was, I think, in his wedding party, his son.
Yeah. So like that guy knows a lot.
Okay. So he's plugged in.
You don't trust anybody else.
Well, when it comes to the Patriots, when Field says something, I take more stake in that than any other media member. Yeah.
All right, Ken. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So yesterday we did a poll on the Greg Hill Show account on Twitter. Do you want the Patriots to acquire Deshaun Watson? Over almost 1,500 votes, 65% said no, which I was surprised at. But come to think of it, with the latest news coming out of the Deshaun Watson situation, where there is now 10 criminal complaints filed, according to Rusty Harden, the attorney for Deshaun Watson, I don't see the Krafts under any circumstance trading the amount of equity they would have to give up to get a guy with that image right now in the NFL. And I would say there's no rush for the Patriots right now, because this season nobody believes is a Super Bowl year. Deshaun Watson's only 24 or 25, so he's got 15 years ahead of him. Why would you rush to make the trade now? But it is interesting because you have to give both sides. According to what Wiggy sent us yesterday in Black Sports Online, and they've never been wrong, Deshaun Watson is also fighting to prevent a non-disclosure agreement, because once this is settled, he wants to give his side of the story to the media. So I don't see the Patriots under any circumstance trading for Deshaun Watson now, even though if you believe him and you want him, the price today is going to be drastically lower if Deshaun Watson is telling the truth.
But when you hear that there have been 10 criminal complaints filed, do you think that there is any other NFL team that is willing to take a flyer on him right now at this moment, or do you think they want to wait?
Maybe not right now at this moment, right? Because if there are criminal charges, there was also, I guess, in that one on Black Sports Online, it said the reason why the NFL hasn't done anything as far as put him on a list is because there has been no criminal charges. But now, if there are, do they then put him on the list? So if you're another team, you kind of got to be a little hesitant to go, all right, well, we don't know when he's going to get suspended, how long that may be for. Let's wait around until the commissioner comes down with something.
Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, what do you got for a lead?
All right, so Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk there was a reporter or whatever it was, a story he put up saying that multiple teammates of Cam Newton just don't feel like this guy can do it anymore. But then again, I wonder, how does he say that? And then before free agency, he said that a lot of guys signed here because of Cam Newton when Bill signed a lot of those plays. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of with Courtney on this one. Like, I generally don't believe anything I hear from these insiders about information that they have.
You're onto something here.
None of it. Because you can't say in one breath that, hey, teammates think that Cam is not the guy, but yet you say guys are coming here to play with Cam Newton. I know if I was in that locker room as a veteran and I was a new guy coming in like a Hunter Henry, a Jonnu Smith, a Kendrick Bourne, I would be looking forward to playing with Cam Newton because I would have known Cam Newton for the MVP that he was, and I would have looked at the Patriots' struggles last year and put a lot of it on the personnel and go, well, now Cam has a guy like me that can help him. And I would be a little hesitant if I knew the rookie was the other guy I had to fall back on, because I need to see what the rookie can do before I put all my eggs into that one basket.
So you don't buy that there are any players on that team who believe that Cam Newton's best days are behind him?
No, I don't buy
that. As the report says.
I don't buy that one bit.
Of course you don't.
Mike Florio
just reported Cam Newton likely to be an All-Pro this year. What do you think?
The only ones that maybe might say that would be Damian Harris. The only reason why I would say him is because he played at Alabama and he knows Mac Jones. But I think most...
Who did he airmail in that minicamp? That guy probably said it.
Yeah. I think most of those guys look at Cam... the way that they look at a lot of veteran quarterbacks that had his stature at one mm-hmm. point, they're like, oh, I got an opportunity to play with a guy who was an MVP.
Mm-hmm. So, also, go ahead.
Do you think that there's any weight in the fact that, yes, Mac Jones could look great in practice, but an NFL game is much, much different than a college football game and NFL practice?
Yeah, and most guys that have been in the league, you know, two, three years, are looking at it that way. If you're a rookie, you're coming in, you're probably like, oh, Mac, me and you, we could play. But if you're a guy who's been there for 3 years, you're looking at it and go, well, listen, Rook, let's see what you do when we put the real pads on.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Courtney. Got it.
Good morning. I know that you've had some struggles with your Peloton, your breathing. I want to let you know why that could be the case.
I haven't had any struggles at all.
Well, I have to cancel out of the Twitch stream because I promised I would be in it yesterday and I have it up now, but now it's hard using your phone. If you pulled up the weather app yesterday, the air quality was unhealthy, and it actually has dropped 14 points since I looked at it this morning. Uh-huh. They said it was just going to go until midnight last night in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. but it's still at 140, unhealthy for sensitive groups. And it's kind of scary what it says under it. Members of sensitive groups may experience health effects, but the general public is unlikely to be affected. That is different than yesterday. Yesterday it said you could start feeling a little bit sick. Mm-hmm. Fenway Park, if you looked at it on mm-hmm. TV or if you were there in person, there was just a cloud of smoke over it, and it's coming from the wildfires in California. To me, that doesn't make sense.
Why not?
That's, what 3,000 miles
yeah.
to get
yeah.
from? So how does that happen?
Smoke travels.
Yeah.
Across the country?
Yeah. First class, probably.
That's when they smoke it.
I don't know. I found that very interesting, and it scared me a little bit.
So
I was
you don't
outside.
Believe it?
No, I do believe. I was outside. I went inside. Yesterday.
You're a young, healthy person.
Yesterday, it said that even healthy people could experience, and my voice feels a little off today, if I'm being honest.
Who are the sensitive people that we have to worry about?
There are a lot of asthma, sensitive people out there.
Asthma.
Did you encounter any yesterday, Curtis?
A couple, yeah.
Curtis, tough day for you.
Courtney, let me comfort you. I don't think you need to go inside. I think you can go outside today. I think everything will be okay.
I will go outside.
There's a bit of a haze.
A little bit.
It created a beautiful sunset last night. I don't know if anybody else was focused on the sunset, but I believe I Instagrammed it. And it's just the smoke from the wildfires and the excessive heat that we're having.
Well, in Massachusetts, you don't usually experience that. Yeah. So I thought yesterday was a very interesting thing, and it's continued into today.
Is this whole thing a ruse by Curtis to suggest that he's not able to get on the ice cream truck on Friday morning.
Funny you mentioned that. I did talk to one of my 16 doctors.
That is a good conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
I heard you didn't even get to dessert in the East Boston last night for dinner.
Do we know, Courtney, what the gender reveal was of the male or female?
I don't know that because I don't think they even know that.
That's how the wildfire started.
Right.
Yeah, I don't believe that this particular wildfire was started by a gender reveal.
Yes.
I think
that was the one.
A different wildfire, but yes. All right, so you're suggesting that those who are sensitive when it comes to breathing and other things stay indoors.
Just be cautious.
Today.
Be careful. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. That's good advice, I think. Great advice from Courtney.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of California, San Francisco, like Boston, has a giant traffic issue. So they are now considering a traffic congestion fee, which would be paid for by the rich, because we all know that it is the one percenters who create the traffic problems in this country. I mean, they're responsible, really, for everything bad that is going on in this country, Wiggy. The successful rich people.
Oh, yeah.
They are the ones who have
commuting
caused
every day.
Well, it's not only that. They have caused countless problems everywhere in this country, the hardworking rich people. Any driver who makes more than $46,000 would be charged a fee for entering the downtown area in San Francisco. I don't know that that would help when it comes to the traffic congestion. I'm guessing that those people that are making more than $46,000 are going to work in downtown San Francisco, hence why they have the traffic problem. I think the issue is probably that they have too many people and not enough roads.
That's it.
Maybe.
Too many bike lanes?
One might suggest that maybe they have too many bike lanes and not enough car lanes, because it's mostly, I hate to break it to the former mayor of this city and maybe the mayor of San Francisco, but
I was in Copenhagen.
most of the people who are using the road are using a vehicle, not a bike.
And don't they have that stupid trolley system that runs through the
city? Is pretty.
Yeah, they
that
do
is
have
pretty.
They do have the great Instagram potential picture for you and Santo on the trolley in San Francisco.
Absolutely. Yes. How do they enforce that? Is it like an easy pass for the wealthy?
I don't know how they would do that. I guess they would say, if you make over $46,000, we're going to put up a special toll booth for you or something if you're entering the city, and then maybe it's traffic cameras. I have no idea how they would enforce that.
Very
based on that number, you don't have to be wealthy to have to get charged with this fee.
$46,000 in San Francisco, too.
All right, jeez.
Well, that's what they consider wealthy. So that is what is considered
wealthy.
You've
already made $46,000 this morning.
So I don't know. Is that something we should do here? Should we institute some kind of a traffic congestion fee on the expressway for those who are coming up from the Cape Cod area?
Please no. And
wouldn't you complain less about it if there was less traffic? I mean, you'd be thrilled. This benefits you. Everything does.
Do I complain about traffic? I mean, I don't bitch that much about traffic. Traffic's there. I do bitch about the bike lanes because I think we have created more traffic congestion by putting these bike lanes up where there used to be lanes that cars could be in.
So we have more bike lanes than Copenhagen now. I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
What does that have to do with anything? Right.
I don't think Boston traffic is that bad, though.
Me neither, especially compared to California.
Yeah, or Atlanta. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, those are our suggestions for the leads this morning. If you'd like to be on the show, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. I know that Wiggy does not believe that there is a Sox-Yankees rivalry anymore. However, I believe that the rivalry may have reached the Yankees broadcast booth based on a shot that was taken at Joe Castiglione recently. So we'll get to that coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you ready?
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hernandez scores and Boston takes a 5-4 lead. If I hadn't seen it so many times, I would have said, oh, it's unbelievable.
Wow. John Sterling with an unsolicited attack on the great Joe Castiglione. What is going on down there? They're losing it.
Going after the catchphrase of our own Joe Castig. I mean, man.
How can you take a shot at the great Joe Castiglione, especially when your Yankees are done and it's right. And it's not even August yet?
Can you believe it?
How can you do that, Curtis? I don't appreciate that.
I want to hear Susan Waldman weigh in on this because she's from Newton. And she shouldn't be ripping Joe Castiglione.
Put him on the list with Matt Damon as far as people who are uninvited to any kind of Massachusetts or New England event in the near future. John Sterling.
They were taking shots at the fans, too.
They were saying that
it felt like a movie theater at Fenway Park. Alex Cora, after the game yesterday, said it was not a movie theater. It was great. Fenway Park is great.
Well, Curtis, you were there Sunday. Did you feel like it was quiet? I mean, is that the new fans? Is that the deal?
Honestly, most Sunday games are generally quieter because it's more families, kids, all that. And the night games are a little bit more boozed up and all that stuff. But from what I heard in the radio on my way home from the game, when the Red Sox tied it up, it was rather loud.
Yeah.
And you can't take shots when you can't take shots when your team's getting mollywhopped. Right. They played 13 games and have only won three, the Yankees. So if it is a rivalry, it's a one-sided rivalry, and Yankees fans broadcasters shouldn't be saying
anything.
Ooh,
I do like that. A one-sided rivalry. Yeah, I like that, Wiggy. I'll take that.
That's what it is.
The Red Sox crowd, very quiet. The difference between a Red Sox crowd and a Yankee crowd is the Yankee crowd at Yankee Stadium will get loud to try to spur the team on to do something. And the Red Sox crowd reacts to something good. And they're being shut out right now, so it's kind of a quiet situation at Fenway Park.
Get out of here. I guess I shouldn't be asking Curtis what real Red Sox fans sound like since he left in the eighth inning of the greatest comeback game in the history of the franchise, perhaps, on Sunday.
How could you leave? And there was a no-hitter going on.
Why would I want to see the Red Sox get no-hit by the Yankees?
I'm sure that's why you left.
I mean, honestly, they wouldn't have won if I stayed, so you should
that's
be thanking
a good point.
Me.
Let's go Red Sox!
Curtis, something that I think you brought up over the weekend might bear discussing again, which is it more impressive? I don't want to jinx anything, Hillman jinx anything, but should the Red Sox win themselves a World Series, which would be their fifth?
With John Henry.
Under the Henry regime.
Right.
Would that be more impressive than the six that have been won by Kraft, Belichick, and Brady?
Yeah, and I think I don't think there's much of a debate. It is.
Wow.
There's four different general managers. You have Theo, Cherington, Dombrowski, and if they win now, it would be Chaim Bloom. And then you have a totally different roster from 04-07 to 13, which was totally different than those teams, to 18. And then this team barely resembles the 2018 World Series champions. So you have, I understand there's one component that makes it easier to do this in baseball than football. It's the non-existence of a salary cap.
Right.
But now that there is that luxury tax threshold, most teams, even the Yankees and Red Sox, do their best to stay under it. So it is a soft cap. But when you have Tom Brady and you're there to win six, and then Brady leaves and immediately wins one, it doesn't quite look as dominant and as, you know, unique as it did when he was here.
I don't know, Wiggy. Don't you think it's harder to win in the NFL?
Well, yeah, we've talked about this before. I think the NFL is the hottest sport to win in. And Lou's obviously said that, look at it. You can go from worst place to first place, win a World Series. We've seen that here before with the Red Sox. You know, 1 year they're in last place. Next year they win the World Series. See, the thing that impresses me most about the Patriots and what they've been able to accomplish over their run is, yes, obviously winning these six Super Bowls. But they've been to nine Super Bowl appearances, and you factor that in, and then you factor in all the AFC championships. The sustained success that they've had is we've never seen that in any other sports franchise in any other sport, the success that we've seen with New England. So to me, I think that's why, you know, the Red Sox, they're not even in the same ballpark. When
the 49ers won five.
Yeah, but I'm also talking about the success that the Patriots were able to sustain for a 20-year run.
For two decades.
Yes. I know they lost a couple of Super Bowls, but that's success. I know they lost a couple AFC championship games, but that is success. What was one point they went to like seven or eight straight AFC championships?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
I also think there are more games, obviously, to get to the World Series to win, but at the same time, you could have an off night as an MLB team and still win a World Series. If you have an off night as an NFL team, you're out. You're done.
Right, right. This is Jake. Jake, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
I just want to talk about the game on Sunday. I'm not sure who said it was a movie theater.
Michael Kay from the Yankees TV.
Nobody cares about what he says anyways.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was there with my two-year-old daughter, and as soon as Verdugo hit that double in the eighth inning, it was loud from the moment on. And even during the game, you know, it's F the Yankees all game and let's go Red Sox the entire time, and it's loud.
Yeah.
So I really just don't even understand where that comes from, really.
Jake, did it feel like a rivalry?
It certainly did.
Yeah.
There's actually Yankees fans right in front of us, and everybody is yelling at him. Every time, you know, the F the Yankees chant comes on, mm-hmm. he's standing up, he's waving his hat, everyone's booing him.
Yeah, I mean,
Definitely alive in the fans. You know, yeah. I don't know about the players as much.
Right.
Yeah. Seems like it's definitely died down, but the fans still hate each other, that is for sure.
Jake, who do you hate the most on the Yankees?
I really hate Gary Sanchez, honestly, just because he's probably the worst defensive catcher in the entire major league. But,
See, Wiggy thought you weren't going to be able to name
anybody. And he did.
It took him a while to get there.
Rivalry week.
It took him a while. But isn't that what baseball is, though? I mean, all baseball games are kind of – the crowd takes a minute for them to get into it. I was watching last night's game, and it's just – you know, baseball crowds are not like any other sport where it's constant yelling, it's constant moving. It's not like hockey or it's not like football, basketball. It's like one of those sporting events where the flows of the game.
Well, yeah, because it's summertime and you're outside and it's like the hazy, lazy days of summer or whatever. Right. I mean, that's always what – I mean, Fenway has always been like, what, 10%, 20% of the people who are there – for the experience of going to Fenway and not necessarily diehard Red Sox fans?
It's a tourist attraction.
Yeah. Yeah, when things get Fast and Furious, then they cheer. And that's long been the scouting report on the Red Sox crowd. Not a knock on them. They react not rather than being proactive.
The worst element of the two decades of dominance, which has been the greatest period in Boston sports history, is how every other reporter and analyst from the rest of the country considers themselves an expert on Boston sports fans. And it's like, they try and reenact us in movies, they all suck. They talk about it when they're here, and they're like, oh, we're in Beantown, which nobody has ever used in their life. And they talk about the city being this dull sports town. On Sunday, in the bottom of the seventh, I believe, I was there for this, Xander Bogart struck out and reached first base because the catcher dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. The place erupted. It was like, there was nothing to cheer for until that point.
Downtown Beantown.
And are they in, I've never been to a game in the Bronx, but so are they sharing every single inning?
They're throwing baseballs at players and batteries at players. That's what they're doing.
It's a long time to be hyped up for the entire game. Like nine innings is not short. So
tell me about it. Tell Curtis about it. He's only there for eight. All right. Wiggy, you're off on Friday?
Friday and Monday.
Okay, I believe Andrew Raycroft is going to be filling in for Wiggy.
I love Andrew Raycroft.
You do?
Yes.
Razor.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Santo's going to Santo's going to like that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Courtney, we made it to 6:54 before the first Santo.
I know, exactly. I love Andrew Raycroft. I think he's great.
Okay, so you're going to miss free ice cream Friday with Curtis on the ice cream truck. I mean, do you want to...
It's not this Friday, though.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're going to miss free ice cream Friday.
And don't we have a show thing after Friday?
I'll be here Friday.
You're here this Friday?
Yeah, it's August 5th. Unless this Friday's August 5th, that I don't know about.
Next Friday.
The
wrong dates then.
No, I gave you the right dates. You might want to check you around.
Sounds like somebody is still on vacation on Cape Cod. That's day number two.
Might want to check your text message.
So you better reach out to Raycroft and tell him he's not working Friday morning.
Yeah,
I probably made plans.
Well, let's bring him in anyway.
You're not off until August 5th.
I think that's when it is. Right. Okay, next good. Friday.
You
Friday.
Think that's when it is, or you
yeah,
know?
I know that's when it is. I don't know if it's the 5th or the 6th, whichever next Friday is.
Okay.
I think it's the 5th.
You told me two Fridays in a row you're off.
No, I told you the 5th, man. Check your text messages, bro. I mean,
I'm checking right now.
Hey, pull up the receipts.
This is the new rivalry.
Yes, pull up the receipts, man. They're all there.
All right, so we will have Wiggy for free ice cream Friday, and we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.